Blog Talk Radio.
I want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. Could not be more excited for a show because we are going to keep it simple, stupid, the KISS Sports Betting Weekly edition. We've got some friends joining us throughout the night. It looks like Sloppy, are you here?
I'm here.
And you probably not as giddy with excitement as I am because of the fact that we're dealing with horse racing, which, as you said, you like to bet on, but you don't really know too much about it.
Oh, absolutely. I know how to bet it, and I bet it. That's pretty much as far as my knowledge goes.
And we're going to have some fun. We're not even going to hesitate making it quite clear that when it comes to this fight, we have no idea what's going to happen. But guess what? It doesn't matter, Sloppy, what you think is going to happen. The sports book is going to give you an option to bet what you think.
Absolutely.
Yep. So we're going to have a little chat about some boxing. We're going to have a little chat about some horse racing. We're kind of going to go back and forth and kind of just have fun with it because it really is, for me, one of the most exciting days of the year anyway, because we do this big Kentucky Derby party, for lack of a better term. Small circle, big party. You've been there, Sloppy. You know what I'm talking about.
Pretty much every weekend. That's my life story.
Yeah, there you go. And so you know, a lot of work goes into the Derby. It involves watching every single prep race throughout the year. There's 34 of them. You know, they average a minute to 2 minutes each. You got to go through the racing form. Tomorrow is the Oaks. Saturday is the Derby. So there's a daily double there. I'm pretty sure that we got Mo checking in. Mo, are you sliding in with us today?
Yeah, in between NFL draft work, I'm sliding in for a few minutes. I talk about this amazing fight coming up. I can't wait.
Yeah, no, and we were talking with Sloppy that it really is. And for me, it's an exciting day. Now, I'm, you know, booked at the hotel, and I'm already calling the concierge and saying, find me the fight, because they don't have it. I said, it doesn't matter where I've got to go, because you guys have a shuttle, and you'll take me there. But it really is. You know, I wrote a post for the website, sportsbettingweekly.com, today, talking about how boxing and horse racing were, for the longest time, guys, they were America. They were what we did. This is where we bet. You've seen all those great movies, you know, where it's either about a fight or about a horse race. I mean, the bottom line, they were the two biggest sporting events in the country, and they have just both fallen on hard, hard times, haven't they?
Well, yeah, and didn't it feel like every bad guy in a movie always met somebody or did something when he's at a fighter at the track? Every villain in the movie always had that gambling crutch where he's at a fighter at the track.
Yep. What we probably should do, Sloppy, what's your favorite movie that has either a boxing or a horse racing reference?
Oh, shoot. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Isn't there one with Paul Newman in horse racing?
That's the Sting. The Sting is, you know, it won like 45,000 Oscars or something. It was a pretty good movie. It was a pretty good movie, you know. But I know that there's just so many of them. So let's hop right into the boxing aspect of it. I remember my wife loves the one with Russell Crowe. Something Man. Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man, yeah.
And they're all in the bar. and the bars got just the radio on. Because, guys, remember, TV wasn't even invented yet. And if it was the rich people that had TV. So they're listening to the fight on the radio, and the bar is just quiet. And then they cheer, and then they're quiet, and then they cheer. I mean, boxing used to be special. When I was growing up, it was special. Now, I'm older than you guys, but it was special. You know, because I had the era of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and the Thrillers. But they said that in the top 10 fights, it's been 10 years since there's been a fight that's even on the level of this fight. So the first thing we're going to do before we get into the fight, we're going to welcome Tommy. Tommy, thanks for joining us.
Hello, amigos.
We're talking, Tommy, how this really is one of the biggest fights in a decade, if not longer. What we're going to do is we're going to do the same kind of thing we did when we had football. So Sloppy, Tommy, Mo, and me, we're going to kind of go in a quick circle and talk about, A, if you were the kind of guy that was sitting in the front row, you're dropping 10 grand to get in the front row, you got an unlimited marker with the casino, what are you going to do Saturday with this fight? Sloppy.
First of all, 10 grand would barely get me to the forum for an amateur fight. What's this one talking about, 100 grand a seat? So when it comes to this fight, I'm just excited, like Mo said. I just can't wait to finally see some relevant boxing again. Like you said, it's been so long since I was watching Holyfield, Tyson, Bruno, all those kind of fights that made boxing fun. I just feel like the sport needs this. And I just hope it's not a controversial finish where they draw it and have to do a rematch. And I just hope it's just played out. Somebody gets knocked out. If I was a betting man, I'd probably take the Manny line just because you get more money with it. But I'd like to see Floyd end up undefeated.
Well, that draw gets you 1,400. That's 140 for every 10.
Which, that's not a bad bet. Which,
well,
the
conspiracy is in.
Like
that'd be a good night for you.
Yeah.
Tommy, how about you? Are you big boxing better when it's special like this?
Yeah, I'll have to throw a few shekels down on it. But you know, the thing is, with boxing, it's just so darn crooked. You know, the judges are crooked. It's a crooked sport. And unless there's a knockout, you have to worry about, you know, judges who could be on the take. Like in the first Bradley Pacquiao fight. I don't know if any of the other guys saw that fight. But Pacquiao won every single round, and they gave the decision to Bradley just to set up a rematch. It's goofy. But if I'm going to place my hard-earned greenbacks, it's going to be on money. And I don't know what the odds are. I haven't checked them in a few days. But do you have the odds for the fight?
I got a lot of odds in front of me, Tommy.
Well, do you have the odds for Mayweather to win outright?
By decision or by KO, TKO, or disqualification? You got two choices.
He hardly ever knocks anybody out, so it would be by decision.
Minus 150.
See, that's not bad.
No. I mean, when we talk, Tommy, major league pitchers or money line with some of the NFL games, minus 150, heck, for us, in the first quarter of a game, given a half a point, we sometimes are paying minus 150, right?
Yeah, that might push me to actually make a bigger bet of Mayweather. Because here's the thing, Mayweather's never lost. Pacquiao's lost a lot. You know, Pacquiao's been knocked completely unconscious in the ring by a guy that Mayweather made look silly, Marquez. So I'm gonna have to go with the guy that's never lost a fight, and that's Floyd Money Mayweather.
And that's the best part about when we get together at Sports Betting Weekly, and you know, you got four different brains, four different ideas, four different opinions on tonight's show. But I love the fact that Tommy talked about how boxing is crooked, because Mo made a comment on his show about how you could have bet a few months back, right, there was a bet in wrestling that you knew the outcome if you were inside before they even got in the ring.
They had a wrestling line?
Yeah, right, and, you know, it was weird being able to see that in the ring. But here's what I think about the fight coming up on Saturday, is that
Floyd Mayweather obviously has to, you know, win this fight to continue. The whole thing is all about legacy for him. I mean, he's making $200 million. He didn't care. The thing's all about legacy. And if this fight goes all the way to a decision, and, you know, everybody's saying, oh, this is the fight that should have happened 5 years ago. This is the fight that should have happened 5 years ago. If it goes the distance, do you think people on the radio, and I know I'll be talking on the radio Monday, all about how this should have happened 5 years ago and Pacquiao took Mayweather all the way to the brink? So I think what were the odds? They would go 11 and a half rounds? I'm taking the under because I think Mayweather's going to make mistakes early on because he's going to have so much pressure on himself and from his camp that he's going to make a mistake because he knows that he's going to try to knock Pacquiao out early. He makes a mistake, and Pacquiao catches him with a good shot.
Well, they do have here, guys, they have the over-under for pretty much every kind of round scenario that you can think. 2.5 rounds, 3.5 rounds, 4.5 rounds, 5.5 rounds. And so what happens is that, and we saw that a lot with our UFC Billy V expert, how the fight itself, whether or not you think it's going to go to the distance, gives you a little more lean towards a certain fighter. So let me ask you real quick. We'll go around the horn one time. Sloppy Tommy Mo, pick the round. What do you think? Sloppy.
I'd like to see Mayweather be a little bit more aggressive. I know, I think I saw a stat where he only throws 40 punches per round, which is like the lowest in the last 20 years of a boxer of a certain amount of fights. I'd like to see him be a little bit more aggressive. I do think there's a slip-up somewhere, and I do think there'll be a knockout. I'm thinking 10th round knockout, and I'm going to take Mayweather on that.
There you go. Tommy.
Distance Mayweather decision. His defense is just too good.
And what about you, Mo? Oh, you know what? Mo dropped off, but he did mention that he is he's covering the draft for the BS Sports Show. You know, I'm leaning towards going with the underdog. I really am, and I think the reason is because I got caught up in some of the hype on the internet. You know, he definitely. Pacquiao is not a guy without a personality, you know? It'll be
interesting. He's a funny guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, though, if you look at the stats on these fighters, and it really does, you know, like Tommy said, it really is the reason why all the little bets are coming in on Pacquiao and all the big bets are coming on at Floyd Mayweather Jr. And I think the money knows what it's doing most times, doesn't it?
Yep. Well, you know, Mayweather's a legendary bettor. He's been known to drop $1 million on college and pro football games. So I'm just wondering if he's going to bet $1 million on himself.
Well, here's the thing.
He put $10 million on the Broncos to beat the Seahawks, so that one hurt a little
bit. We have seen his tickets. We have heard the stories. So the question I have is could you see a scenario where, A, you lose the fight, B, you get a rematch, C, you bet on the other guy? You would have to bet through somebody else, wouldn't you, though?
Yeah, I don't think the boxing commission would look favorably on him betting at least
What if he's in the ring, right, just before warm-ups, and he says, oh, shit, I forgot to bet, and he runs up, because with those gloves on, he'll never be able to get the wallet out of his pocket.
Well, he's not using his wallet. He's using a backpack full of money.
Yeah, he does. He throws $220,000 to win $200 like it's nothing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a lot of it, so he can do what he wants with it, I guess.
So one of the things that we're going to be doing this weekend, which is a little different for us, because there's only a few events. There's a derby and there's a boxing match, but we're going to sync it up with our Twitter account. We're going to have a lot of fun this weekend. We'll talk about that more when we get back. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer.
Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information. Like all those scams that are out there, sixbetsagame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines, as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at sixbetsagame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire sixbetsagame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. Sixbetsagame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at moradioshow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Rock on!
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. As always, you ever want to give us your two bits, give us a call, 646-929-1298. Our Twitter handle, at SB Weekly, and of course the show at sportsbettingweekly.com is the email. But we have just kind of covered a little bit of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. That's the big, big Saturday night affair. But what we're going to do is we're going to hop into Saturday morning. Now, Saturday morning starts really early on Derby Day for the Inner Circle because we do a traditional thing at Del Mar Race Place. The beauty of it is this year, I don't know if you knew this, Tommy, they're having the grand finals for the steeplechase. Not the steeplechase. You know when the horses jump over all those things in the arena?
Yes.
I don't even know what it's called. I saw one when I was up when we were up at the Sweet 16 in L.A. We were in the bar early in the morning. You know, Vicky and I tend to you know, open and close bars. We're by whatever you are when it comes to bars. We'll open them, we'll close them, we don't care. But what happened is they have the guys, and, you know, the Rolex is the sponsor, Mercedes are the sponsors, you know, and there's people jumping over the sticks with their horses. And don't get me wrong, they're beautiful animals. And really, if you've never seen one of those competitions, the young ladies look really, really good in those outfits, don't they, Tommy?
Yeah, you know, but I didn't know that was going on because that might hamper our parking situation.
Yeah, but we're you know, it's Del Mar Fairgrounds. They're not going to have as many people for that event as they would have for the racetrack. The thing is, they have it pretty much every year, but I'm not sure if it's the finals. This year it's a big deal because I saw advertisements for it. But it's, you know what, it's nice about that, Sloppy? If you're going to lose your money, you know, if you go to an OTB in New York City, you can lose your money, and the closest thing you came to a horse is if you saw the police horse go by, you know? But here, at least with the equestrians, we can go out on the patio between races and actually see real horses, and they're close to us. I mean, remember one year, Tommy, we found the lost dog and we brought it down to the horse people, somebody had lost their dog. I mean, the horses, these are beautiful, beautiful animals. There's no doubt about it. A quality horse is a pretty, pretty thing to look at. So, Sloppy, have you ever bet the Derby?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I try to put a little bit on it every year, just small amounts, but I'm more of a long shot guy in the Derby, and I think I hit a 50-1 maybe 8 to 10 years ago. Can't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah, I had that. That was the year the girl won, and she came third.
Yeah,
Monarcos.
Yeah,
I couldn't even pronounce it. I had 10 to win them on the future pool.
But yeah, I'll put a little bit on it. Absolutely,
that's a perfect segue though, because what I did earlier today is I took a call from one of a guy that I know that's been betting for a long, long time. And when Sloppy just talked about that whole long shot versus favorite thing, let's get out to that call right now. All right, we've got a special treat now. We're going to head out to the Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline. We've got an expert, long-time horse race handicapper, Joey Luce, checking in from the East Coast. Joey, how are you today?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good. Now, you've been out to San Diego a few times. You normally stay, you know, downtown. You haven't gone down to the Cali Comfort Barbecue in Spring Valley, have you?
No, I haven't.
They get there, like some days, Joey, at 2 in the morning to start cooking their brisket. Oh, my God, it just melts in your mouth. Because, you know, growing up on the East Coast, barbecue wasn't a big deal, you know?
Right, yeah.
It is now. All right, so you've looked at the Derby. Can I assume you've watched most of the prep races up to now?
I've watched a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm not a big bettor. I'm not, you know, I like the value. I'm not going to play any favorites, which sometimes is no good. But I really was impressed with American Pharoah's last race. I thought he looked absolutely super. And I'm going to try to beat him. He's tough, Bob Baffert. But sometimes you want to look for a little value. I'm looking at Frosted. I like Karen McLaughlin. Of course, I'm an East Coast guy. I think he's bred to run the distance. I want to be close. I don't think he'll be far out of it, maybe 3-4 lengths out of it. And, of course, the first turn is the biggest thing. Being out of the 15th post, I think he catches a break being on the outside. And I also like this little International Star a little bit, too. Again, he comes a little further out of it, but I'm trying to make a few bucks. I like the trainer, Michael Maker. And I'm going to use this Carpe Diem, Pletcher's horse, which is being near the front. That's how his horses normally run, and see what happens. But he's out of the two-hole. He'll have to get out and not get into that first turn. That first turn could be very tough. So that's the three horses I like.
We talk about it all the time when we're talking, trying to beat the favorite. It's hard to do when it's a 6, 7, or 8, you know, horse field. But on Derby Day, you throw all that stuff out the window, because the bottom line is there's 20 of these 3-year-old babies all running at each other, and it really becomes a madhouse. So, you know what? Like you said, if you're not betting big bucks, because there's nothing worse than when, you know, your horse is 8-5 or 7-5, because, you know, you throw $100 down, you get $100 and a bear back.
Yeah, right. You know? Right, yeah.
But with the horses you pick now, you've got some opportunities for horses that, because every year, Joey, they think they can steal the race.
Yeah.
They never do, but they always try.
No, right, you know what? And it's always, who got the best trip. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, if he can get, you know, if your horse gets out in decent shape, you got a shot. You know, that first turn is so critical to get your horse out. And like I said, I'm a big fan of, I like Michael Maker. I'm not crazy about the horse, but I'm looking for a little value here. The horse I really like, is Frosted. I think he can be pretty close to the race. He's bred to run the distance for a good trainer, and they got Rosario on him. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, American Pharoah in his last race was, to me, he was absolutely super. He had a stranglehold on the horse, and he still won by about 10.
No, both of his last two races, they could have saved a few ounces on the weight because he didn't need the whip.
Not at all, no.
Never even showed it to him, Joey. Never even showed it to him.
He's a real, real nice horse. But like I said, anything can happen. He could come out, he could stumble a little bit, and he's done.
Yeah.
You know, it could happen to any horse. So it's, you know, for the mind.
No, all it takes is a kick in the foot, and you're bleeding, and all of a sudden a horse that, you know, has never lost is bleeding. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah, well, look at the Classic last year.
Yep.
What's his name came over, Biner came over. He bumped the other horse there and knocked his chances out of winning, too. So, I mean, anything can happen, you know. And Baffert's horses and Pletcher's horses are known to go right out there. That's the only thing. So, we'll see what happens here. You know, like I said, Pletcher's horse, Carp Diem, should be pretty tough. I think he'll be pretty close. And the other horses, I'm rolling the dice on here.
Yeah, because that Carp Diem, he's in your three teams. Parlor, or three horse box, he is the favorite of those. He's only 8-1, and he's going to get some backing. And you never know what's going to happen with these favorites because, you know, it could settle down to where they're both 4 or 5-1, right about that equal, you know? Even 3.5-1. I mean, on a big race day, you never get 3.5-1 as a favorite. That's the third or sometimes fourth choice.
Well, that's even a case for, you know what, the horse could win and pay $8. You catch somebody for second, that's 25-1. The exacta comes back $1.50.
Yep.
You know, whereas a normal race, the exacta comes back $60, $50, if you're lucky.
Exactly. Yep.
So
yep.
This is the chance. Even if you wanted to use a favorite, this is the time to use a horse that looks tough. And Carp Diem looks really, really tough. So that's who I like, but I just can't play him. I'm not that big of a better to play him.
Right. Well, and we're talking to Joey Lewis. We're on the Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline. We talked about the fact that when you're looking at a race with 20 horses, which is so funny because they've never run the distance. They've never had this many horses. There's so many nevers in this crapshoot of a Kentucky Derby every year, and that's why the favorites usually are not the smart money. It is, Joey said, finding that horse and then hoping he has the trip, because really it is all about the trip. Joey, as always, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck. Always be cashing.
Okay, thanks. Good luck.
Man, it's so funny, Tommy, when you talk about trip, because how many times in the Derby have we been dead with one of our horses instantly, you know?
Oh, yeah. You can get wiped out at the start. You know, that's why, you know, that outside post, it ain't so bad. There's less horses to mess you up, you know. A couple years ago, Big Brown won from the 20 hole.
Yeah, so. Well, up to that point, remember, nobody had. And that's the thing. It really is, you know, you can overthink it. When someone says, you know, nobody's ever won from the 17 hole, or nobody's ever won, you know, after doing this as a 2-year-old or doing, well, the world of racing has changed, and some of that stuff is really irrelevant, I think, nowadays.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. I mean, it's different than it was in the 70s. You know, horse racing is different.
Now, the thing is, and Mo asked me this when we were talking on his show about, you know, what would help racing and does a triple crown, because how many times now in the last 15 years has somebody won the first one, won the second one, but they just couldn't win the third one, and it's back to those nevers. They never do a mile and a half. They never run 3 weeks in a row. They never do any of those things anymore. They, you know, you talk about prima donnas. In athletes, I don't think there's a bigger prima donna factor than there is in horse racing right now, you know?
No, and it's a tough road to hoe. And you come in, especially when they hold out, like when the owner of, what's his name last year, went all ballistic after the Belmont. Oh, they cheated. You know,
right, because they came in,
you know,
for one race.
Yeah, that's not cheating. They didn't have a horse to run in the Derby. Their horse couldn't win the Derby, but they do can win the Belmont. And it's just, that's silly. It's sour grapes. And that guy regrets what he said.
No, no, he did. He apologized. But, no, you're absolutely right. The bottom line is you can only race against who's in front of you, and that's all you have to do is beat who's in front of you, and you'll be fine. So when we come back, we're going to go through some of the names. We're going to give you some of the ways. And we've got three different – I think we've got three very different angles on how to bet the Derby, from Sloppy to Tommy to me. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. We'll cover those when we get back.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. Sixbetsagame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines, as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at sixbetsagame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire sixbetsagame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at moradioshow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. You're going to have to bear with me for this week's show because I have got Kentucky Derby fever. I can't even tell you how much fun I'm going to have tomorrow night in Del Mar as I find a place to watch the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And hopefully after cashing all my Kentucky Derby winnings, I'll have so much money that I can do some of those props that we talked about. But until then, we're going to get back to the Derby. So we listen, gentlemen, to – and if you want to get your – information from us, you definitely want to check out at SB Weekly, because I'm going to be tweeting out the selections after I do all my reading of the racing form. But guys, we all listen now to Joey Luce and Sloppy. Your segue was perfect because you can't look at the odds when it comes to the Derby, because we've all had that 50-1 shot, and there's been quite a few of them that have just popped because of the trip. And Joey Luce made it quite clear when we talked to him on the Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline that trip is the most important thing, but you have no control of it, and sometimes it's just a matter of the jockey being able to make a move, and sometimes you can't. No different, I guess, than if you're driving on the 5, right, during rush hours, Bob.
Absolutely. Joe takes a little bit different approach than I do. His long shots are a little bit shorter than my long shots. So I'm going to leave the professional expert talk to you guys. I'm just going to tell you my really lame way of betting this Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, no. And again, but Sloppy, that's the best part. There ain't a lame way. There's your way, and then there's everybody else's way.
Exactly. Like, the way I take it is I'd rather lose $20 on a long shot than $20 on a favorite. I'm more upset if my favorite loses, but I'm not as upset if my long shot loses, because he wasn't supposed to win anyway. So I'm kind of going
now,
for the money in this.
I have to interject, because late last night, as I was watching minutes after minutes after minutes of horse races, and understand, to watch 34 horse races in a row, it's a lot of horse races. So I'm watching, in between, I'm taking a break, and I'm watching what I call dumb TV, and it's just, sitcoms. Well, the sitcom is on where Charlie Harper takes Jake to the racetrack.
Oh, yeah, and he kills it. Jake kills it.
And he hits an 80-1 shot. And Charlie says, you can't bet that. It won't win. But it's running, right? Can it win? And he bets $14 on an 80-1 shot. And you know what? That's Kentucky Derby Day to me.
And you know what? I take the same philosophy as Jake does in that. It's a betting philosophy when it comes to horse racing. So when I look at this race, obviously, I don't know. I haven't watched a race for the whole year. This is the only time I really bet horse racing when I'm not at the track. So I'm taking some long shots. Here's my picks for the weekend, and just because they're long shots, I'm taking Ocho Ocho Ocho, just because I love the name, and I'm a big Ocho Cinco fan. Ocho 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 is going off at 22-1. And then my second pick, I'm taking Bolo at 42-1. And the only reason I'm taking Bolo is because all my boys on this show are from San Diego, and your favorite quarterback wears a lot of Bolo ties.
Now, here's the thing. We're on the air Thursday night. We're going to be rebroadcasting this on Mo's show Saturday. The podcast will be available sometime tonight. But it's very possible when I get off the air and I go to the Bolo has been traded. Did you guys know anything? Did he get traded yet?
No, they didn't, and they took Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin.
They did pick up Gordon. There you go.
Yeah, the guy.
All right,
who
number
helped,
three.
Stop. FCA record.
Yeah.
What was that? Number three? What?
You said you have three horses.
Oh no! That's my two. That is my two. I've only got two horses in this race, as they say.
There you go. Ocho, 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 and Bolo.
Bolo, just because your boy Philip Rivers wears a ton of Bolo ties.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As you know, Tommy, we've been with you numerous times when you've cashed trifectas, and it had nothing to do with the names, had nothing to do with the trainers, it had nothing to do with the jockeys, it simply had to do with the numbers.
The odds. I like playing odds.
Well, no, I'm talking about your brother.
Oh, the 164.
Yep.
Yeah, Bob's the 164 in every single race.
Yep,
and
I can't tell you how many times I've seen you win that.
Yeah, it's just a badge number of a cop that arrested my brother.
Yep, it's just if that's not a great story, but you're it's just another way, because you can go colors, you can go names, you can go numbers, and that is what really makes horse racing fun. I think the biggest problem with the decline of horse racing is it's really the lack of horses, because if you've ever taken the time to go out to Del Mar or to Saratoga, your impression of horse racing is going to be a little different than if you're at Los Alamitos on Wednesday night. And if you've ever been to Los Alamitos, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, trust me, you're not missing a thing.
It's 10 minutes away. I should hit it up.
Yeah. And I'm not going to sit there and tell you I haven't had, if you go and you pay extra to go into their clubhouse and you wear a collar, it's a pretty good dining experience, and the windows are right above the racetrack, But it definitely is not Saratoga. The Spa is a special, special place. All right, so Tommy, when it comes to the Kentucky Derby, you've been betting it for, 30 years now. What is the first thing that you're thinking when you're looking to put – you work hard to make your money. You're not going to give it away. You're risking it to try to win more. Talk to us.
Value. I like value. Now you can get value with the favorite in the Derby because sometimes, most of the time, the favorite is going to go off at 4 or 5 to 1. So, like a couple years ago, Orb was the favorite in the race. And the favorite almost never wins the Derby. But I liked Orb. Orb was the favorite. He was 5 to 1. I said, that's worth $100, And I cashed $500, I got $500 back on that bet. But there's a horse that I have, I really like. There's two horses that I really like, and I'm going to give you a four-horse trifecta box. But the three horse is Materiality. And it breaks every Derby rule. It didn't race as a three-year-old, and it's only got one start. It did race as a two-year-old, and it's only got one start as a three-year-old. But the one start was the Florida Derby. It got knocked almost to the ground at the start and came back and won the race. And his daddy is a Fleet Alex. And we all remember, I think you remember a Fleet Alex. Third in the Derby, won the Preakness, won the Belmont.
Yep.
And good connections, solid connections. Fletcher and the jock is Castellano. Two guys that have done it. They've both won the Derby. And I really like that horse. He's 12-1 in the morning line. I don't think you'll get 12-1 on him on Derby Day. But he's 12-1 on the morning line. And if he stays at 12-1, that's where my $100 is going. Now, there's another horse that's going to go up, probably the second choice, is Dortmund, which is a Baffert horse, along with, Dortmund's a Baffert horse, and so is American Pharoah. They're both Baffert horses. And, sometimes Baffert horses come up small in the Derby, but sometimes they don't. And Dortmund, he's won every single race, never lost, and I like that. And he's blowing everybody in California away. And, I know that a lot of these Derby winners come out of California. And he took Baffert didn't want to run them against each other. So he sent Pharoah to Arkansas. And Dortmund he won every single
dominated.
Race for fun.
Yeah.
Yep. But Pharoah dominated in Arkansas, which is, it's kind of like dominating in Pittsburgh.
I spent a week in Pittsburgh. It was fun. And the pricing is great.
From Anthony Brothers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. So I'm going to do a four-horse tri-box. And my four horses are, I'm going to give them to you in numerical order for those that want to take it easy. All right, we're going to go with the number three, Materiality, with number five, Danzig Moon, with number eight, Dortmund, with number 18, American Pharoah. And that's going to be my four-horse tri-box. I'm going to definitely have that a couple times. And if that comes in, it won't pay huge, but it'll pay around $400 or $500 for a buck.
There's not a lot of wagers out there in the sports book where $100. And we talk about this on the show, a $10 four-teamer pays 10-1. But if I take that the same $10 and I do four horses with the horses, for a dollar, you can win a lot. You can win $1,000 for a dollar.
You can win $5,000 for a dollar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can win $1,800 for a dime, like I did in the Breeders' Cup a couple years ago.
Now, when we come back, I'm going to break down some of the video that I watched and the biggest problem with picking the Derby is this. When you get back, you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. sixbetsagame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at sixbetsagame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire sixbetsagame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at moradioshow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz, along with Sloppy and Tommy and Mo. We are covering the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and we are covering the 141st edition of the Run for the Roses. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 646-929-1298, 646-929-1298. As always, email show at sportsbettingweekly.com. And this week, it's very important that you understand the concept of Twitter and our Twitter handle, at SB Weekly, because we are going to be giving out selections all day Friday on the Oaks Derby Double, and all day Saturday on the Derby Pick 4, and then Saturday night, if the thumbs and the rum and cokes work together, because sometimes, gentlemen, as you know, the thumbs and the rum and cokes don't work together, we will be Twittering on Mayweather-Pacquiao as well. So before the break, I mentioned to Tommy and Sloppy that there's the biggest difficulty in hitting the Derby is the inability to get rid of horses because you think that horse can win the race. Now, Sloppy, most times when you're picking a couple, three horses like you do, how many do you think you're narrowing it down from?
Meaning how many are in the race?
No, when you start.
Are you talking about
when I start? You can't bet them all. You can't bet them all, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll narrow it. The thing is, I like to get value out of it. I like to try to make some money out. I take long shots, and I usually stick in between probably about 6 to 7 horses that are all within that 15-to-1 to 40-to-1 range. So, and then I'll narrow it down to a couple inside there.
Right. And what about you, Tommy, in terms of the horses that you're going to throw out? It's not that easy, is it?
No. And normally you can throw out horses that are 50 or 60 to 1. But in a derby, you really can't because they've all earned their way into the race. You know, it's a point system that gets them in. And every now and then you see a Monarcos or you see a Mind That Bird come in at 30 to 1, you know? And you just sit there and look at the tickets, all the 20 tickets with 18 different types of tickets. The number 11 isn't on any of them, you know?
I just, as soon as you said that, I flashed back. I'm sitting on the patio in the sun with my shorts. Because remember, the first Saturday in May in Del Mar, California, is usually the most incredible weather that you could ever ask for, where some of the country is still dealing with, you know, spring not knowing it's spring and summer not wanting to be here yet. But the bottom line is you're looking, did I have that thing? You're just throwing tickets away and you're cutting down trees. But guess what, Tommy? There's no number 11.
Exactly. And you know it. You know it. You're like, oh, I must have put him in there someplace. But you know it deep down that you didn't have the 11. Yep.
No, and don't get me wrong. If you're going to make a mistake and push the wrong number, that's the day to do it. And we're going to eliminate any discussion, Tommy, about, you know, the years that you've written down the pick four. I mean, the superfecta
stop,
and it came
stop,
in.
Stop. Cool. Yeah.
But anyway, so Sloppy, you gave us two names. Joey Luce called in on the Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline. He gave us three names. Tiny gave us four names. So they gave us 7 of the 20, which is, you know, almost half, but not half. And they did not even give us the same horse twice. And that is really a synopsis of what you're dealing with Saturday. What I'm going to talk about next, though, is some of the things that I saw when I watched the races. Now, remember, these horses all have their birthdays, no matter when they were born, their birthday is January 1st. So January 1st, 2014, these horses became two-year-olds, and they started running. And they ran the first race in January. Now, these are places like Churchill Downs and Belmont and Woodbine and Delta Downs and Aqueduct. So you're seeing snow on the ground in a lot of these races. It was September 14th is when it was. It's September 14th. So they start running, and then their big thing is to get to the Breeders' Cup because that's the big race for the two-year-olds. So there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 races in 2014 for these two-year-olds. And then they start as three-year-olds on January 1st. It starts with the Jerome. It starts with the Smarty Jones, the Holy Bull, the Withers. Well, what happens is these races start getting longer. So at first they're a mile and 70 yards. Then they become a mile and an eighth. Then all the big races, which really kind of start in February, and that I would think that would be the – if you really think about it, the Risen Star, the Fountain of Youth, the Gotham, the Tampa Bay Derby, the San Felipe, the Rebel Stakes, the Spiral, the Sunland Derby, Florida, the Wood, the Bluegrass, the San Andy Derby, those last ones are all at a mile and eighth. So it really is almost like three rounds of races, and you got to keep winning. But as you're winning, you're also racing against the other horses that are winning. Now, all these horses aren't the same age. They're all three-year-olds. But some of them have been bigger, some of them are smaller. And then you've got the mothers and the fathers and the pedigrees and whether, as Joey said, they can get the distance. And that whole getting the distance is very important when you have a race where they haven't done it before. So, you know, it's incredibly frustrating. Yeah. So here's what I saw. I started in 2014, and I remember the very first mile and an eighth race was the Remsen. And Leave the Light On ran what it was an incredible race, and he I think he won by a head or maybe a half a length, but it was the first mile and an eighth race after watching, you know, 8 or 9 races, so it just seemed so fast, and yet it was only at 151, and that's the thing with the times of horse, there's only so many variables anytime you're dealing with sports betting. But with the horses, those times are important because, Tommy, as you know, just because you can go a mile and an eighth doesn't mean you can go a mile and a quarter.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, most of these horses, I'm not sure if any of these horses have run a mile and a quarter. Usually there's just one or two horses in the race that actually run a mile and a quarter, and they're usually European chippers.
Yeah, or it was a turf race.
Exactly, what I ran on the turf.
Or if it was a turf race, you know. So then I got to the new year, and I started watching the races, and then I said, okay, I'm going to watch the races, and I'm going to look for anybody who looks like they could have run a mile and a quarter. Because remember, these are mile and a 16th races. So I'm basically looking for somebody who's kind of flying at the end. And the one thing I noticed was there was nobody that was consistent that was running at the end. Every race it was different horses. But after a while, you watch these races and you start seeing the same horses winning. So you saw International Star. Then you saw Dortman. Then you saw American Pharoah. Now, American Pharoah, the very first time I saw him, it was March 14th in the Rebel. And he won the race so easy, but again, the jockey never even hit him, never did anything but just shake the reins at him. And then when you look at the next few races, it was the same thing with Firing Lane, no whip. And when you see horses doing no whip, you got to assume, Tommy, right, if they went on a mile and an eighth, a mile and a 16th, and never got the whip, they probably could run a mile and a quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is with Farrell, though, it looks like he needs to be right around the lead. And that's a tough road to hoe coming from that spot, from his gate, to be right there up front. Because it looks like he needs to be, if you look at his past performance, I mean, he's got good buyers. I mean, the last race, the Arkansas Derby, he had a 102. But he was, if you look, second, one by and then, you know, he rated. He stomped the horse and then rated. So stayed right there in second place, never really got off the horse. He was never more than three back. And then, you know, that's about to move them all away by 8 lengths.
But if you look at his last five races. Now, he's raced five times, right?
Yes.
So let's look at every single one of his races. In those races, there were a total of 22 horses in those five races. 22 horses in five races. Saturday, 20 horses in one race. So you're absolutely right that if he doesn't get to the lead, he's going to be dealing with stuff he's never experienced before.
Trip is everything in the Derby. Yeah. Trip is everything. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can have the best horse in the world, and if he gets stuck behind six horses and he has no place to go, you know, he's got no place to go. And he doesn't win. And next thing you know, a 15-1 shot's coming in for sloppy.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. Now, that when we get to the home stretch, which basically are the races in April, they're all a mile and an eighth. It's the Wood, the Bluegrass, the Santa Anita Derby, and the Arkansas Derby. And they're usually held the first and the second weekends in April, giving the horses plenty of time to race. You look at the winners, and the Louisiana Derby actually was the last race in March. International Star, which was Joey's horse. Frosted, which was Joey's horse. And Carpe Diem, which was Joey's horse. So they won the Louisiana Derby, the Wood Memorial, and the Bluegrass. Those are all great races to be coming ready for the Derby, and then you go with the next two, which was Santa Anita and the Arkansas Derby, and those are the two favorites, Dortman and American Pharoah. So how much do you think, we'll start with Sloppy, we'll run around the horn again. Do you think, Sloppy, that last race, do you feel more comfortable when your horse won his last race or he finished strong?
I mean, don't most of the horses that come into the Kentucky Derby, aren't they coming off wins? I mean, I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. You obviously have to qualify to get into the Kentucky Derby, don't you? I mean, I don't know. Like you said, I think there's just so many horses, so many other factors come into play where these guys are racing 7 and 8 horse fields, and now you're coming in with 20. So I don't think it makes that big of a difference if you won your last one or got third in it.
What do you think, Tommy?
I mean, obviously, I like a horse that, I mean, it's hard to throw out a horse that's never lost. But I mean, I've bet, going back a bunch of years, but there was a horse called Willie T. And it came the same route that actually that it took the Arkansas route. And there was a horse that was one of the eight favorite or one of the ninth favorite in the Derby. His name was Arazi. Do you remember Arazi?
Yep.
It won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile for fun with the biggest move in the history of Churchill Downs.
Right, oh, yeah,
there's no
exactly.
way this horse could lose. There's no way this horse could lose. It came in 11th or 12th. And Willie T, I watched the Arkansas because at the time I was a single guy. I had all the time in the world to spend the track, and I would sit there and watch every horse race. And I watched Willie T. I said, there's a nice horse. And I did a wheel with Willie T on top of everybody. The trifecta paid $16,000.
Yep. And that's the kind of day I'm looking for. And you know what we call it sloppy? We call it the IRS window. Because you put your ticket into the machine, and it says, "Dear sir,
go to IRS window.
I would love to be able to cash this ticket for you, but you have won too much money. You have to go to the IRS window, show them two pieces of ID, and then they will pay you an American dollar. So you're going to get taxed.
And then you got to decide which one of your friends thinks the least amount of money, so you let them cash the ticket so they can tax it.
Exactly. Or, you know what, I was up in Hollywood one time, and there were six or seven guys that were willing to be me. For 10%, I'm good. Hey, Sloppy, as always, really appreciate it. Have a great, great sports betting weekend. Enjoy the race. Enjoy the fight, and win some money, huh?
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to have me on. Thanks. Good to hear from you, Tommy.
Take care, Slop.
Yeah, same thing, Tommy. As always, you know what, you make my Derby Day more special than it would already be. Can't thank you enough for it. What do they say? Two more sleeps.
Two more sleeps. That's correct.
That's
right. I don't have to work tomorrow.
There you go. I'm Second Half Chaz. Always be cashing. And it's so important. Check out at SB Weekly all day tomorrow, all day Saturday, because I work too hard to lose. Thanks for listening.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.